This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grada.
And we are pleased to have back with us Shannon Wurst, singer, songwriter, and entertainer extraordinaire.
Thanks for having me back.
The reason you're here, we're going to talk about your fifth CD, which is Lionheart Love, and the somewhat unique CD release party you're going to have for
Yeah, I'm really excited about the CD release. The CD project's been a really large portion of this last year and actually beyond that for me. So I was brainstorming ways to be able to present the music to my fans and to the public and the community around here in Fayetteville. And I've come up with what I think is a pretty exciting format to showcase the music.
I want to ask you about that format in a minute. But first, Bozeman, Montana?
Yeah.
This was recorded in Bozeman.
It was recorded at Base Camp Studio in Bozeman, Montana. It's a really beautiful studio. It overlooks the mountains, so it's a very inspiring place and relaxing place to be able to create music.
How'd you find out about this place?
A friend of mine, actually Connor Garvey, who produced this album, had recorded at that album, at that studio before, and he recommended it. And I talked to the engineer there, and he sounded terrific. And it kind of intrigued me to have kind of a destination album, to be able to take myself and the musicians out of our everyday lives and spend two intensive weeks in a place that's beautiful to be there only to create this album.
So you'd wake up, go in the studio?
Yep, wake up. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning usually. I wasn't quite ready to sing at 8 o'clock in the morning. But we started usually putting instrument tracks down and work till midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock some nights. There's a couple tracks on the album that I can certainly tell what hour they were recorded. But in the end, they kind of serve the song, and we actually meant to record them at later in the day because the song sounds nice, I think, with that type of voice that's nice and worn and hard.
What's an example of one of the later in the day songs?
The one that comes to mind is a song called Don't Let Me Die in the City, which is actually written by a local. His name is Josh Wardlaw. He's originally from Missouri, but you'll see him around these parts a lot. Mm-hmm. He'll be playing at the CD release show as well. And he actually wrote the song, and I heard him play it one night, and I thought it was lovely and asked him if I could record it. And of course, he said yes.
Then I lay my head down on concrete. Don't let my last words bounce off these city streets. I'd have plenty to say if I was passing away with my family back home in Missouri. Don't let me die in the city. I got a family back home waiting for me. I'd rather be left to freeze to death than lay.
Now, there's a Kickstarter element and an Arkansas Fellowship Award element to getting this album up off the ground. So can you speak a little bit about that? Right. So like I was saying before, this album's kind of been in process for a long time. Not only the songs have been coming to life for the last few years, but also it takes a lot as an indie artist to go into a nice studio. There's a lot of options with laptops and GarageBand, but I really did want that nice studio experience. So I was lucky enough last year to get the Arkansas Fellowship Award, and that was kind of the base of what I started this project with. And from there, I went to Kickstarter, asked my fans to basically just pre-buy the album, and then I, of course, had some other options there for them, too, if they would like to help me fund the project a little more. That got me out to Montana and into the studio, and slowly but surely able to raise the funds to actually do the duplication. So it's a long process. So it's really fun to be on this side of it and actually look at the album, hear the album, and see people's reaction to it. This is what I've been working on for the last year or so.
So is the award kind of like a grant? Is it something you had to apply for?
It is something you had to apply for, and they change basically what
how do you put it? They change the categories every year. Mm-hmm. So this last year they had folk music composition, and I applied for it and told them what I'd like to do with the money and was able to receive that. So it was a really big honor. There's a big ceremony with the governor and lots of people, and I really felt special in that way that I wanted to represent Arkansas and Arkansas music. So a lot of that feeling, I think, went into this album.
You have a partnership with Tricycle Theater, too.
Yeah.
And that's part of the release party.
It is part of the release party. A portion of the ticket proceeds will be going to help raise money for Trike, which will help them buy supplies for their summer camps, as well as just some general other things that they're needing. Trike, I don't know if you've seen any of their productions, but it's a really great children's theater. It's a great staff of people. I've been able to get to know them throughout the last, I guess, couple years, because I've been working with them on a play called Bear State of Mind, that is for K through second graders, and I've been on their creative team music for that. And so I got to know them, and I wanted to be able to help their organization out for their summer camps. And so we started talking about partnership, and I said, I have a CD coming out. Let's just do it now. So that's kind of how that was born.
And this is your fifth studio album. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the title for it?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that question, and I think it was the hardest part after writing all of the songs to come up with a few words to describe all those songs. I just went back and forth over what that was going to be. I know it's really popular to actually take a song and that be the title.
Right, but
track.
There is no song Lionheart Love on this, is there?
There's not, and what Lionheart Love ended up representing to me is the feeling that I have, that is the passion that goes into my music and all the sacrifices that we make as artists to lay it out there on the line and trust that this path in our life will work. Takes a lot of courage. So I was just thinking about all my friends and songwriters and musicians and artists that do this for a living and for their livelihood. And Lionheart Love really represented their, like, passion. And that's what the album means to me.
You have to love it, right?
You do. And there's really no reason not to. I have a really fun job. I have a fun life, a fun job. I love it. It's great.
Well, that's going to extend over into this release party. Let's talk about this fun release party that's going to have kind of a fictional radio show going on.
Yes.
And some interpretive creation.
You got it.
We're going to walk into Greenhouse Grill, and what happens?
Sounds like more than music.
It is going to be more than music. I've played a lot of shows over the years, and I sing a lot of story songs, and I love to tell the stories behind the songs and then go into the songs, and I feel that people connect with them because that is my format. And I was brainstorming how I could extend that a little bit more. Are there people acting this out? So what we've come up with the help of Jason Sewell, if you know him, mm-hmm. He will actually be our radio host for the evening. So when you come into Greenhouse Grill, you will be transformed into a radio audience. And there's some fun audience participation points in the evening as well.
Excellent.
But we have... We have some really great actors who are coming to actually act out the stories behind the song before I sing them. And then there's also some video footage that correspond with the songs, some photographs that had actually inspired the songs. And then lastly, one of my songs, Montana, on the album. When I recorded it, I hadn't made this connection, but my family, we were looking at slides one night, and there were all these beautiful old Montana slides, and it all occurred to me that I'm like, my grandmother had grown up in Montana.
Wow.
And so I ended up taking the old slide projector and making a slideshow out of the family slides to play behind the song. But there was one of them devils.
To Montana, tell
been a lot of thought put into it, and it's going to be really fun.
When you say a slide projector, it isn't the old carousel time.
Yes.
Is it really?
Which, of course, you know, has all kinds of possibilities of breaking down in the middle of the show, but... If all works well,
right.
That clicking sound,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I think, I just love that sound, and I think with this particular song, Montana, it is a really good feel to it. So I'm excited for the sound of the click, if for nothing else.
You could be in radio.
Well, the tickets can be bought in advance for $10 at shannonwurst.com. They're $12 at the door.
That's
and as
right.
you mentioned, proceeds some of the proceeds will go to Trike, but also to Caring Bridge.
Caring Bridge. Actually, the proceeds will go to Caring Bridge from the album sales.
Okay.
I dedicated this album to three different people, one being my Aunt Annette, my cousin Brandy. Those two actually passed away since the release of the album. They both had cancer. And my cousin Brandy, who was really sick when I was putting this all together, we all kept in touch through Caring Bridge, and it's a really great organization. If you have a sick family member, it's a lot better than Facebook for sharing that type of information. And then it's also dedicated to my sweet Aunt Susie. So yeah, there's a lot of family in this album, and I think it's important to keep giving. So that's why I've set up both the CD release show and the album to benefit other people as well.
Will you go on tour?
I will go on tour starting in April. Yep, I have the Sprinter van already.
How many miles you got on the van now?
Oh, Lord.
I have put 23,000 on it in about 10 months. So
you're getting some mileage.
Yeah, I got quite a bit on it this last year. And then I'm looking forward to touring this album. It will be a much pared-down version of the release show, but I'm excited to kind of take this new format of playing music and shows.
Do you know how far you'll be traveling?
That's yet to be determined, but I do have an East Coast tour that'll take me all the way up to Maine, so definitely to Maine and back. I'm looking to go to Alaska, if you know anybody in Alaska.
Okay.
I don't,
but I'm sure
maybe somebody
out listening
there
might be able to help us out.
I do a lot of house concerts, so some of my tours are set up so that I'm going and opening shows in people's living room, and they're inviting 45 or so of their friends, 30 of their friends over, and we're doing these nice, small, intimate-type shows. So that's one way I travel, and then I also do a lot of small theater stuff and work in schools. I'm still doing a lot of children's music as well, which is really fun. So there's a variety of shows that I get to do that no two shows are ever completely the same.
Well, that's good, though, right?
Absolutely. I love it that way.
Greenhouse Grill, Sunday night, the 27th.
Got it.
Doors open at 5?
Doors open at 5. Show's going to start at 6. There's going to be appetizers and drinks available. Trike Theater will also be there. They'll be accepting donations and kind of talking about what they do. And I highly encourage everybody to stop and talk to some Trike people, because it's a really great program here in Northwest Arkansas for kids. Other than that, you should just come prepared to have some fun.
Will you do all of the songs?
I will do all the songs from the album, and we'll do some to-be-announced fun songs that I think everybody will recognize, but I don't want to give too much away.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank
Congratulations.
You guys. Thanks
it's
so much
a beautiful
for
looking
having
CD.
Me. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And one more thing about Shannon Wurst. Tonight, she's at the Starving Artist Cafe in North Little Rock recording an edition of Tales from the South.
That'll air sometime in February?
Yes, in February. So Mark Landon Smith from Fayetteville, mm-hmm. playwright and writer, was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now Shannon Wurst. So, and that airs Saturday afternoons at 3:30 on KUAF.
A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Wheeler.
I know why you picked Wheeler.
Why?
Because the steel wheels. Are in town tonight.
They are in town.
At George's Majestic Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing Laura, my wife, asked me was, what time do you think the music starts? Well, it starts 7.
No, doors open at 7,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, doors open at 7. Show starts
right.
at 8.
We don't do that many Tuesday night live shows. So.
Sure.
so looking forward to that.
Good.
good.
You and I back together tomorrow for a brand new edition of Ozarks at Large.
Yep.
Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We'll go out with some music from the Steel Wheels.
Have a good day.